Today is Friday, May 17, 2019, and this is the start of an interview with Bessie at our home in Anaheim, California. My name is Lomit, and I'll be the interviewer. I'm Bessie's sister, and this interview is being done in connection with the idea of the American Dream. We'll be talking about her experiences and opinion regarding the American Dream. So, Bessie, what comes to mind when you think of the American Dream?
First thing that comes to mind when I think of the American Dream is opportunity.
Okay. What does the American Dream mean to you?
My definition of the American Dream is the ability to be able to have a passion about something you love and working your way up to achieve that goal, alongside having freedom, no one invading your privacy, and having rights.
Okay, very well said. Do you think you're living the American Dream?
That's like a yes and no kind of question. Okay. It's a yes and a no, but like as a Tongan, yes, I am living the American Dream. And I'm able to do and accomplish so much because of the opportunity that's in front of me. Also, no, because I have set goals for myself and continually failed time and time again. But there's no limit to the American Dream. You can get up and try it again.
Okay. What obstacles have you faced on your way to achieving this American Dream of yours?
Obstacles I faced head on. Fear of change. I was always scared of trying new things. I would always try to come out of my shell, but I always jump back in when I would feel uncomfortable. And I wouldn't try it again. And also procrastination. At times I would do everything last minute, so I would be stressed 10 times more. And then lack of knowledge. I would think I wasn't as smart as others. I would overthink every situation. And the outcome of that, of doing that, it just didn't work out for me.
So what can you do to prevent all those obstacles from you getting into your American Dream?
I gotta get out of my comfort zone and try new things without being, even if I'm uncomfortable, I gotta go ahead and face it on. That's life, but, and then change. I mean, no, I just did that one. But I'll try not to procrastinate no more. I mean, I've been working on it. Try to get it done. Try to get things done.
As long as you're working on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next question. Do you think for our family that we've reached that standard American Dream that everyone thinks of?
As a family, our family, I would say we've reached the American Dream. Not fully, but we have. In little ways. Little ways that we ourselves don't recognize growing up. Our parents or guardian will always want the best for us. They will go out of their way so we can have clothes on our back, a roof over our head, food on the table, and if they had extra, then probably some ice cream on the side. What they assured us to always keep in mind is education, because education will get us far in life.
That's true. One last question for you. Do you think the American Dream is available for everybody? Or you think it's for just...
It's for everyone. Anyone. The American Dream is available for anyone. This is just not for Americans. It's just for anyone who has the mindset to pursue their dreams and make profit, you know, to live and be stable. All
right. Thank you for answering my interview questions for you. Mm-hmm. And this is the end of May 17, 2019 interview with Bessie. The interviewer was Lomit. Thank you, guys.